It's your Mountain Rock, Q94, AC/DC. What's next to the moon? Yeah, that's off their Powerage album. Good stuff right there. For that, Gold Stairs, Headstone Blues. We've got more rock and roll that's coming, but time for our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort there in Camellia, Arkansas. Hey, Mr. Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary, on this chilly Thursday morning.
No doubt. Somebody forgot to pay the electric bill.
Yeah, no kidding. Woo!
Man, I went outside and I wanted to crawl back inside under my blankie.
Yeah, it's chilly. I think I said last night, look, we're around 30 degrees here.
Yeah, that's about where we're at. 30 is what I had. But, you know, the fishing to this point, not sure about today, but up to this point, boy, the fishing's just been smoking.
Yeah, it has. You know, the lake's in great shape where we at 549, almost 550.
Yeah.
Just a couple of ticks short of 550. Boy, I tell you, everyone that I've talked to this week, they catching fish. I mean, in all species too. It's been good. And I, from what guys have told me and gals, fisher gals, they're fish are moving up this way into the creeks and stuff. It's a lot of bait fish. It's been good, a good week.
Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing stripers, I've been seeing hybrids, I've been seeing whites, crappies, largemouth, Kentucky. Been seeing a few smallmouth. It's just whatever flavor you want, man.
Yeah. I've seen some big crappie, 14, 15 inch, big and fat. I mean, just some. Oh, yeah, some good slabs there. It's been really good. And we'll see what happens with this cold front to come through here. See what it does affects the fishing or not. And I'll post some stuff up on our Facebook page. But, boy, the weather's been nice and the fish has been great.
Well, I think this cold snap is really not going to be too much of an effect. We're going to see highs today in the mid to upper 50s. We'll drop down to 40 tonight. Upper 60s, near 70 on Friday, low 70s Saturday, Sunday, mid 60s. Then Monday next week, you know, we hit another little bump in the road with a high of 40. But Tuesday, we're back to 51. Wednesday next week, we're back into the mid 60s. So I think we're in pretty good shape. You know, a lot of people ask me, well, are they surfacing yet? Are they surfacing? You know? They are. They do. It's like turkeys. People, are the turkeys gobbling? Yes, they gobble year round. Yes, the stripers hit on top year round. It's just, you know, they don't do it as long.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I mean, it's like, yes, they're there, you know, but this time of year, you know, it seems the bait fish, they get in those balls and look out, Katie, bar the door. Here comes the predators.
Yeah. I tell you, it's been, you know, the lake, the water temperature's been good. We're sitting in the low 50s. That's great. There's been tons of bait fish. I mean, just bait fish all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a couple that were fishing straight from off the bank. And they, the other day, and the wind was blowing towards the bank, blowing bait fish in, and they caught a little bit of everything, and they just tore it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's a great time, and I would not be a bit surprised, you know, if a person, like, say, got out there early tomorrow morning. Now, it'd be chilly, but you might catch that morning surface Friday morning, Saturday morning, you know, but again, Friday and Saturday and even Sunday morning, it's going to be chilly out there as temperatures are going to be in the 40s, you know, but it will warm up. And, you know, the thing too, if you're putting your boat in, the lake has changed. It's coming up a little bit, but there's still, you know, things lurking out there in the lake that you really got to be careful with.
Yeah, absolutely out there. We're still 2 feet below the normal winter pool, so got to be very careful, very vigilant on where you're going, what's going on. Take your eyes off the graph for a moment and watch where you're going. But we're getting into some early spring conditions, and, you know, we knew we were going to have another cold snap. It's way too early for that, but spring is around the corner, and the fishing's going strong.
Yeah. Well, have you happened to see our good buddy from Double B Guide Service?
I saw him one day. Yeah, I have seen him. He's been in here, and he bought a few things he was trying to get a hold of, and I had them and put them up for him, and he came in, and yeah, he's been tearing it up. He's been having he's having fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see the picture where I don't know what it weighed, but you know he's been catching some big old stripers out there, man.
Yeah, he's a heck of a fisherman. he's doing well, and he's having fun. He's a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Bobby's the best. And, you know, and if you folks out there are wanting to do a little fishing, you can reach out to Bobby. He'll definitely put you on some fish. And check out his Facebook page. What is it? B&B Guide Service. Good
yeah,
dude.
He's a character. He's fun. I haven't been out with him, but him and I have sat and had coffee together many times, and he's a good person to talk to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to talk a lot. He'll take care of all that.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I like Bobby a lot. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, now, you know, again, people need to really start thinking about booking their stay, don't they? I mean, if they're wanting a little summer getaway, late spring, you know, if they want to kind of just a nice little getaway, it's a good time to reach out to you and Diane now, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've got your plans figured out or getting them figured out, it's a really good time. The summer's starting to fill up fast. April and early May for the fishermen starting to fill up. I've got weekends and 3 and 4 days booked for different groups of fishermen coming in and stuff. So it's a good time. It's never too early, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you think you got the time and you're coming down, it's never too early. You can always, you know, cancel if you have to, but it's always good to get your reservation booked ahead of time and get your plans made.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the most popular is the 4th of July, and man, that get books up quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Father's Day weekend, we're completely booked up again. We're full. That's a big weekend, Father's Day weekend, and I've had so many people ask. I said, you know, most of the time when people leave here on all the holidays, they try to book the reservation for the next year. They got a whole year to figure out, you know, the days and all that, but they book it before they leave on, you know, they get a certain weekend they want to come down and stuff, and they book it a year ahead, and we'll do that for them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
That's good stuff. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
They can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line and leave a comment on there. Our webpage, thebayouresort.com. If you're in the area, just stop in, say hi, and we'll talk fishing or weather or cold beer. I don't know.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll catch you next week.
We will, and stay warm for the next couple of days, huh?
Yeah, stay warm. Well, for today, anyway, you know, stay
warm.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one, Gary.
All right, thanks. Hey, again, Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, Bayou Resort.